بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Still in this chapter of the great importance and value of the tongue, what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala it is, and that it should be used correctly, it should be used, not abused. If it is used correctly, it is a source of great, great virtue and great rewards from Allah. And if it is abused, it is a source of great destruction. Further, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrates from Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, إِذَا أَصْبَحَ إِبْنَ آدَمَ فَإِنَّ الْعَذَا كُلَّهَا تُكَفِّرُ الْلِسَانَ تَقُولَ. In the morning, whenever Ibn Adam, a human being, wakes up, then all the parts of the body plead with the tongue and say to the tongue, اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا, that fear Allah Ta'ala with regard to us. In other words, have mercy upon us, fear Allah, don't break the commands of Allah as far as the tongue is concerned. فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكَ, for because we, our condition of goodness and of badness is according to you. فَإِنِ اسْتَقَمْتَ اسْتَقَمْنَا, if you are straight, we remain safe and we are protected. وَإِنْ أَعْوَجَجْتَ أَعْوَجَجْنَا, and if you are crooked, we suffer the consequences. Like somebody with his tongue, he swears somebody, he accuses somebody, that person won't come catch his tongue and told that you swore me. But he will kick that person, he will slap that person, he will tell him bad words which he will have to hear with his ears. So if the tongue is not right, the rest of the body suffers the consequences. And if you speak to somebody nicely, in a good way, that person smiles to you, etc., then your whole body also benefits if the tongue is right. So every morning, all the parts of the body plead to the tongue, please, you remain straight and you remain correct for the day, we are safe. And if you are crooked and you are used wrongly, we suffer the consequences. وعن معاذ رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني من النار. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu says that I asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please inform me of such a amal that will enter me into Jannah and that will distance me from Jahannam. That is, I live a perfect safe life straight to Jannah and far, far away from Jahannam. قال لقد سألت عن عظيم. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you ask me for a very big matter. It's not a simple matter. It's a very big thing you ask me, that you want a straight passage to Jannah and be saved completely from Jahannam. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسِيرٌ عَلَى مَنْ يَسَّرَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ. But this is very easy for whom Allah Ta'ala makes it easy. And what is that what you should do? تَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ لَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. First thing, your whole life make Allah's ibadat and do not associate any partner with Allah Ta'ala. That is, not in the being of Allah. Don't have this belief that Allah feeds me, but Allah is in need of my shop to feed me. Allah is in need of my job to feed me. No, don't have that shirk also. And also realize that Allah's qualities, which are exclusive to Him, nobody else has got those qualities. So have complete tawheed. وَتُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, and establish your salah, perform your salat correctly with all its requisites. وَتُؤْتِ الزَّكَاةِ, and give your zakat correctly. وَتَصُومُ رَمَضَانِ, and fast during the month of Ramadan. وَتَحُجَّ الْبَيْتِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا, and make hajj if you have the means of making hajj. In other words, observe the five basic principles of Islam. ثُمَّ قَال, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا أَدُلَّكَ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ الْخَيْرِ, should I not inform you of the doors of goodness? That is, not only one door, but the amal that will open the doors of many goodness for you. أَصَوْمُ جُنَّةٌ, and one of those doors is that fasting is a shield. In other words, often fast. This is a shield for you, it will protect you. وَالصَّدَقَةُ تُطْفِئُ الْخَطِيَةَ كَمَا يُطْفِئُ الْمَاءَ النَّارِ, and give sadaqah, charity, for that puts out, wipes out sins just like the water puts out a fire, like that sadaqah washes away and rubs out all your sins by giving sadaqah as water puts out a fire. وَالصَّلَاةُ الرَّجُلْ مِنْ جَوْفِ اللَّيْلِ. And also don't forget, very important, the namaz of a man during the latter part of the night, that is tahajjud namaz. And then to emphasize the importance of this, though it was mentioned at the end, but it is also a door of great goodness, that is tahajjud namaz. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the ayats of the Quran Sharif in which Allah praises those people who separate their sides from their sleeping places. تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. And they make dua then, they make tahajjud, they make dua. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And of what we have given them, they spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized three things by which the doors of goodness opens to a person. The one is to fast, to keep roza. The other is to give sadaqah, and the third is to make tahajjud namaz. ثُمَّ قَال. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ بِرَأْسِ الْأَمْرِ وَعُمُودِهِ وَزِرْوَةُ سِنَامِهِ. Must I not show you three more great things? The one thing is the main object and the main purpose of life. The other is the columns of it which support it. And the third is the pinnacle and the height of it. Three great things, should I not inform you? قُلْتُ بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, of course, O Allah's Rasul, do inform me of those three great things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. The head of all matters is Islam. That is practical deen in a person's life he must have. وَعُمُودُهُ الصَّلَاةِ. And the columns of keeping up this deen is namaz. As-salatu imadud deen. Namaz is the column that keeps deen alive. وَذِرْوَةُ سَنَامِهِ الْجِهَادِ. And the pinnacle and the height of everything is jihad, fighting in the path of Allah Ta'ala and making effort for deen. ثُمَّ قَال. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him further, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكَ بِمِلَاكِ ذَلِكَ كُلِّ. Should I not show you what is the thing that will make you in charge of all this? You will possess all this, you will get all this. What is the key towards all this greatness? قُلْتُ بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I said, surely, please, O Allah's Rasul. فَأَخَذَ بِلِسَانِهِ وَقَالَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam caught his tongue and said, كُفَّ عَلَيْكَ هَذَا. Protect this, keep this under control, your tongue. قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I said, O Allah's Rasul, وَإِنَّا لَمُعَاخِذُونَ بِمَا نَتَكَلَّمُ بِهِ. Will we be taken to task? Will we charge be brought against us for what we speak? In other words, are we going to be taken to task for all that we speak? فقال ثقلتك أمك. May your mother rue the day that you were born. This he said in love and kindness. When somebody, you expect him that he should have known something, and then he doesn't know it, then you said these words of this type were said. And said, وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسِ فِي النَّارِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَّا حَسَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. What, will not the people be thrown upside down in the fire of Jahannam on their faces, but because of the earnings of the tongue and the guna of the tongue? In other words, don't you know the tongue is so important that and you are asking, will people be taken to task because of this tongue, what a person speaks? But people will be thrown into Jahannam upside down on their faces just because of the tongue. In other words, this is a very, very important thing, and control of the tongue is the door and will put us in charge of our safe passage to Jannat also. So very important is that a person learns to control his tongue, speaks only what is necessary, and an easy way to do that is at night when he lies down to sleep, he should think, what I spoke today, what was necessary, what was unnecessary, what words did I say to offend people, and then make tawbah and istighfar on the wrong. If he keeps on doing this for about 40 days, inshallah, Allah will put his tongue under control and he won't speak wrong things and hurt people.